Hello, everyone. This is Princess April. This is an aftercare audio for both the script and performance of Broke Drug-Addicted Girl Fucks Her Dealer for a Hit. That's a mouthful, so I just call it Druggy Girl for short. Whether you're reading the script or listening to it as an audio by me or any of the other amazing performers who are generous enough to record it, this can be a challenging story. I wanted to give you an aftercare perspective as both the author of the script and as someone who's performed it. It is probably the darkest script I've ever written. I say probably because, well, everyone experiences these things differently. The key reason why I believe it's so dark is that unlike most of my other dark offerings, which are much more obviously fantasy scenarios that are either impossible or unlikely in real life, this one is extremely plausible. That edge of verisimilitude gives Druggy Girl a unique power and weight. I wrote it that way intentionally. However, regardless of how real it might seem, or could be, it's still just a fantasy. I personally have never had experience with drugs like this. In fact, I barely even consume alcohol. I also don't know anyone who's experienced anything like this. That doesn't mean it couldn't happen. That doesn't mean it hasn't happened, but my intent in exploring this scenario as a sexual fetish is to create something not to make me sad, but to give me chills. As someone who enjoys mind control as fetish, drug addiction is the ultimate form of real-life mind control, and mixing sexual arousal with humiliation, not to mention the feelings and emotions this poor girl might feel as she's irresponsibly led down this deep, dark hole from which there is little chance of escape, is a powerful and unique combination. Exploring dark scenarios like this in a safe environment such as GWA can be cathartic and eye-opening. It is an outlet to embrace even the most taboo aspects of the human experience in a way that does not actually bring harm to anyone else. This girl is a fictional character. I created her, and I love her. Make no mistake, she is the hero of this story. I feel for her. I respect her. And part of what makes her so compelling and sexy to me is that she's trying her very best. She's brave because she has to be. She's vulnerable because she's forced to be. And it's such a powerful experience watching this bleak scenario unfold. It speaks of what it means to me to be human in a very specific way. That's why I wrote it. That's why I love performing it. And that's why it's okay for you to read it. It's okay for you to listen to it. This story is not unlike other modern tales of horror, like the movies Cape Fear or Seven. Horror can be really challenging, but it can be cathartic and illustrate the human condition in ways no other genre can. Add erotica and sexuality to the mix, and then you really start to understand the power of human connection. In this case, because of its painful absence. Okay, that's enough. But I'll leave you with this final thought. I'm a good person. You're a good person. We're all just out here doing our best to understand ourselves and each other. Life, sexuality, and fetish is complex and fascinating, and sometimes exploring the dark side is just what we need to appreciate and understand two of the things that really make life worth living: human empathy and compassion. I know this probably seems really heavy for what at its heart is a story of erotica, but it's actually so much more than that to me. And maybe it is to you too. Anyway, I hope this at least gives you some basic idea of what went through my head writing and performing this tough story. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you're safe and well. Bye.